Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me this morning is John Roy from Water Tower Research. John, good to see you again. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. John, today we're talking about an exciting company that you have initiated coverage on. It's called Virgin Orbit. Tell us a bit about them.
Yeah. Now, Virgin Orbit is really quite interesting. It's a small satellite launch company that's merging with a SPAC this quarter. The company is backed by Richard Branson and the Virgin team, but the key is they put in about $1 billion worth of investment and multiple years worth of R&D to get their air launch satellite system working. So what they do is they use a converted 747 and they get the rocket up to 35,000 feet with the satellite payload on it. Then they can launch it into orbit from there, and they can do any orbit. But really, there are four key or significant advantages to this approach. The first being that they can quickly launch from anywhere at any time. The second is that it really is a higher reliability system. You really only need two engines, one for the first stage, one for the second stage, whereas competitors can use up to as many as 11 engines. And the engine is the most critical thing that can fail. Now, the third thing is really lower cost, because you're using an aircraft that's reusable to get it up to 35,000 feet. They have weather flexibility as well, and they can actually go longer range. And the fourth one is actually very much lower environmental impact, because they're not launching on the ground. They're launching at 35,000 feet. So these capabilities really do put them in a situation where they have markets that only Virgin Orbit can service.
Speaking of that, can you give us kind of an idea of some of the market for this air launch system?
Sure. There are really three main markets. It's about a $72 billion TAM that's part of this, you know, $1.1 trillion space economy that's growing out there. So the first is a small satellite launch market, which is kind of the standard one. It's about $25 billion of commercial, civil, and national security launches, primarily low Earth orbit launches. And the second is the space-based connectivity market. This is something that's coming through with, they estimated about a $30 billion TAM. And this is really Internet of Things. Think of it as ship management. You can see where the ships are globally. You can do intelligent agriculture, and even connected aircraft itself. And the third is the national security market. It's about a $17 billion TAM for missile defense targets and even hypersonic applications as well. So, now, many nations are also looking at trying to launch satellites. And historically, you needed to have an appropriate geographic position to do that. Not every country has that. Now, the first that will be working with Virgin is actually the UK, and they've already started on that. Then that will be followed by Brazil and Japan. The market for rapid replenishment also of broken and down satellites could also be significant.
So can you talk about how the deal is priced for Virgin Orbit?
Yeah, now the deal is valuing Virgin Orbit at about $3.2 billion in EV. The company's comps include space-based companies of similar size and growth rate. The comps have an average 2025 EV to EBITDA of about 10.8 times. Virgin Orbit is being priced at 6.4 times, which is a 41% discount. Now, Rocket Lab is the only small launch competitor to have really reached regular commercial operations, making it really the best comp. But its 2025 estimates for EBITDA margin are projected to be around 22%, where Virgin Orbit's really going to be about 32%. Now, Virgin Orbit is going public, the merger with the NextGen Acquisitions Corp, and the current ticker is NGCA. Eventually, it will be VORB.
To hear. So what else do you have in terms of potential talks that you'll have with Virgin Orbit? What can we expect?
Yeah, actually, we're having a fireside chat with the CEO, Dan Hart, on December 20th at 11 a.m. Eastern. And, you know, this is like all of our notes and videos. It's available to all. All you have to do is sign up. And they're available on our website at Water Tower Research.
Seems like it'll be an interesting chat. John, good to see you. Thanks a lot.
All right, great. Good to see you again.